This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are demons.
Demons!
I think that's what I said, Maxine. Yeah. And I'm not being mean by saying that Democrats are demons, folks. People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you accuse me sometimes of being too tough on Democrats, and I'm not. It's demonic what these people do. I have the stories. I have the truths to back up the comment that I just made, that Democrats are demons. They don't encourage anything or anybody for the better. That, to me, is what a demon does. A demon wants to see people fail. Yeah. They demonize people for trying harder, and they reward failure. Look at what they do to blacks. Low SAT scores when hardworking Asians get nothing. In other words, if an Asian scores a 1,400, a black can score 1,000, and they say, oh, they're equal. And the Asian kid's going, what are you talking about, they're equal? I worked my butt off to get a 1,400 on my SATs. I studied hard. I had a tiger mom. I gave up certain things. But nope. Democrats' tax policy is to tax the people who work the hardest. You're the ones they hit the most. They cheat in every regard. They cheat to get their kids into the best school and onto the best teams with the best coaches, with the best tutors. You name it. If there is a way to get around the system, I guarantee you a Democrat is working it harder than anybody. Now, I'm not telling you, you know, be stupid and don't take advantage of certain things that you may have. But let me tell you, if somebody's trying to stretch the rule to the nth degree, it'll 98% of the time be a leftist. Man, lie to your face. I had a call. I mean, let me let you hear this call. This is over a 7-year-old girl getting shot. Her name was Jasmine Barnes. Somebody call me on it.
Yes, my comment is about the little girl that was murdered or shot at and died in, I think it was Texas. Well, they caught the guy, and guess what? It wasn't a white dude. It was two black men. Wow. Real quick to blame them white folk, huh? Ain't heard no more about it. So, who's going to eat poopy in the face or get it in the face for lying, for being too quick to add it racist stuff?
Poopy in the face, I don't know, but it's not us. She didn't die in the custody of Border Patrol, little Jasmine Barnes. You won't hear the left talking about little Jasmine Barnes being shot in Houston, Texas, in a drive-by, where they claimed it was a white dude who shot her, and it turned out it was a brother. Yeah, because we all know Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Shooter is still at large. No crying at all for little Jasmine. But the Democrats will go to the border. They're killing little Mexican kids at the border. They're dying in their parents' arms. Little black girl killed in Houston, Texas. Sitting in a car, doing nothing. And there you go. She was shot and killed by America's real terrorist threat. Young black men. And what's funny, there was a news outlet called the Young Turks. I've been on their show one time. They're idiots. Far left. And they spent most of last week race baiting over the death of Jasmine Barnes, who was murdered by what they said was a 20-year-old white dude, or a white dude, and it turned out it was a 20-year-old black man. That's why I tell you Democrats are demons. See, the tragedy for me is Jasmine Barnes was killed, a 7-year-old girl who did nothing to anybody. And she was killed in a city that is run by leftists, by Democrats. She was killed in an act that Democrats don't care about. In fact, they tell us to ignore drive-bys, crime by people in that type of crime. And when the crime was committed and they thought it was a white dude who did it, they made all kinds of, oh, what was the, and woo-hoo-hoo, look at this. Sean King blasted a Twitter message to his 1.1 million followers. He's the white dude who thinks he's black, the Dolezal of men. He claimed that a white man in a red pickup who sped away from the scene was responsible for the killing. Because he knew he was nowhere near, right? The political left seized on this opportunity to highlight this alleged white-on-black crime, knowing that black-on-white crime is exponentially higher. And the Young Turks joined in on the race pimping hustle. You remember the hustle? Y'all don't remember. You're too young. Oh, man. Do the hustle. Do the race hustle. Manhunt for white man who married 7-year-old black girl, said a now deleted tweet. Linked to a now deleted video with the same title. Now, the Young Turks didn't say, hey, we pulled it because we screwed up. We set the wrong narrative. It was completely bogus. We apologize. They just pulled it. YouTube didn't get mad at them and say, that's fake news. You know, no, none of that happened. You see any of the leftists coming on TV saying, oh, geez, we feel so sorry for this poor little black girl and her family, ripped apart from black people killing other black folks. You're not going to see it. Was Barack Obama going to comment on it? No. What about Hillary Clinton? Anybody? Is there anybody you know on the left who gives a crap, a serious crap about little Jasmine Barnes killed just sitting in a car at a Walmart with her parents or some parent? I don't know the details, but you get what I'm saying. She wasn't doing a drug deal. She wasn't prostituting. She wasn't in some gang fight. Just a little black girl living life until somebody snuffed it out. Nobody's going to care. Because that's how it works on the left. Race hustlers. Race-based hatred that will be ignored because, you know what? No harm, no foul when they say a white dude killed this little black girl and they had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. And you wonder why I call them demons. See, if you get it wrong, come on and say, you know what, guys, we screwed up. You know what they do? They delete it. Pretend it didn't happen. Anyway, in more news, how about those Bulls? How about those Golden Globes or whatever else is coming up, right? That's how the left plays the game. We got a lot to talk about. I do want to touch on the Golden Globes. I want to talk about selfies. The selfies are in the news, believe it or not. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, it sucks to be a Democrat. They are one scandal away from doom, and they know it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, if you do want to hear this rebroadcast, you can go to KJRadio.com, but we are on iTunes, Spreaker. Go to Spreaker, look for the Kevin Jackson Show. Boom! We pop right up there. Glad to have you guys listening in. Yeah, doom cometh in the year of our Lord, 2019, for the Democrats, and they know this. They fight tooth and nail because they got nowhere else to go. I got nowhere else to go, man. It reminds me of Officer and a Gentleman with Richard Gere when Louis Gossett Jr. says, "You're out." What do you call it? Mayonnaise. You are out. He says, "You can't get me out." And he's yelling at me. He's like, he goes, you got to go ring my bell or whatever. And he goes, "I can't." He goes, "Why?" He goes, "I got nowhere else to go. I got nowhere else to go." As he's got the rifle over his head. He broke him down. See, he was a rebel. Always doing things the wrong way. And Louis Gossett Jr. made an officer and a gentleman out of him. That's our responsibility for these Democrats. To make an officer and a gentleman out of them. So they can go pick up. What's her name? What's his girlfriend's name? Baby girl, baby doll. Whatever. Go get her from the factory and carry her out in his dress whites, right? An officer and a gentleman. We have a tough chore because it is almost impossible to make an officer and a gentleman out of a Democrat. I'm just telling you point blank. They are evil people. I said it. I talked about them early in the broadcast. I will talk about them this way to the day that I die until they change their evil ways. Man, I've never seen a group of people so hell-bent on just chaos. Here's an example. The Border Patrol recently arrested an Iranian national. This was at the border. He had two cell phones, currency from six other countries. And they say, this is common. This is a guy that is theoretically a lone wolf terrorist trying to get into our country, coming over like Jason Bourne. Like he just woke up with no memory and he's got six different currency, two cell phones. I don't know how much money he had. But who comes to the border illegally with foreign currency, six different currencies and two cell phones, except somebody here to do bad? He's not going through the regular checkpoint, right? But the left want him to get in. They would rather let him in and then go let the FBI or somebody else figure out who he is. Yeah, because we always get our man, don't we? Like the Boston Marathon bombing. We get them. So what? There's carnage. So what? People lose limbs and people die. Who cares? We get our guy. Yeah, like the San Bernardino shooter went to the Christmas party, shot a bunch of people that he worked with. Everybody's too afraid to, if you see something, say something. All the neighbors are like, yeah, he seemed really, really strange. I mean, the people coming in late at night and bringing in rifles and hand grenades and RPGs or whatever. Yeah. But if you don't, you know, if you see something, say something. Unless it's an Iranian national and you don't want to look like, you know, oh my gosh, I really don't want to be stereotyping here, but what? Stereotype away. This is crazy. We're letting people get away with stuff that they shouldn't be getting away with. And we're doing it because the left tells us, oh, you got to be politically correct in how you deal with it. No, you don't. Another story. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg skipped opening arguments the other day for the first time in 25 years on the court. She acted, you know, it's funny. People don't know a lot of it. They got that movie coming out about her. Something about In the Name of Sex or something like that. And it's supposed to be this triumphant thing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Let me tell you what it is. It's her swan song. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is done with the Supreme Court. She's weakened at Bernie's. And I'm not trying to be cruel, because I'm sure there are people that really care about her. And as a human being, I do as well. But in terms of her politics suck. And I'm glad she's about to be off the bench. And Donald Trump's going to get to replace RBG. But let me tell you something about RBG, the women's rights woman, right? The feminists that started it all, except for the other ones that started it all, she wanted to lower the age of consent to the age of 12. She's a pedophile sympathizer. She's a woman who essentially wants to sexualize children. I know people, it's funny what you find when you just do a little digging. Give me your Democrat icon, I will give you your scoundrel. I will give you your demon!
Demon!
Crazy. That's what I'm talking about. Even Maxine Waters agrees with me. Got another story for you. You're going to love this. Crazy story. Do we have time to... I don't know. We might. So, a doctor in San Francisco is warning people with smartphones to be wary about taking selfies. Oh, some stories just crack me up. Dr. Levi Harrison says people who take a lot of pictures by holding the camera at arm's length with an inward bent wrist can develop selfie wrist. He's been seeing more and more people with this condition. Only in America are we talking about this nonsense. Only in America are we talking about not protecting our border because somebody says we're racist. I'm just telling you. It's a montage of crazy over here. Only in America do we deal with the nonsense of secondhand smoke. Only in America, I mean, do we talk about how big the taxes need to be on the richest people in the world. I'm just saying. Are you kidding? There are places where people live on less than $5 a day, and the richest people in the world are in their midst, and they are not even talking about how much you tax those folks. Anyway, the selfie. They say it's a form of carpal tunnel. What happens is the nerves become inflamed and angry, and it occurs when patients hyperflex their wrist inward towards a photo. I've got a problem with my wrist right now, but I did it doing something with my kid. I was trying to show him how to flip up. You know, when you get knocked down and you push off your butt and your back and you flip back up like in a fighting scene. And I did it and messed up my wrist. I don't even know how my wrist got involved, but it jacked up my wrist. Anyway, yeah, you can get a selfie wrist. They said some people suffer from numbness or tingling in their arm, wrist, or hand while others feel sharp pains. How many selfies do you need to take before you get selfie wrist? I'm just curious. Wow. It says, in our institution, we have noted an increase in the past number of months of selfie-related trauma. Now, see, you know you're dealing with lefties when they tell you selfie-related. The only selfie-related trauma is if you're doing a selfie and a bus comes by and hits you, or you selfie right off of a mountain. But if you're just taking a picture and they want to describe it as a selfie-related trauma, it tells you all you need to know about who you're dealing with. Unbelievable. To combat this increase in trauma figures, education about the hazards of these practices need to be implemented. Jeez.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor and said, enough is enough, Democrats. Stop playing politics.
Back in 2006, then Senators Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and our colleague, the current Democratic leader, all voted for more than $1 billion to construct about 700 miles of physical barriers. Then Senator Obama called it badly needed funding for better fences and better security that should help stem some of the tide of illegal immigration. That was Senator Barack Obama.
The president is set to address the nation tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time from the Oval Office. Accused Florida high school gunman Nicholas Cruz is back in court today for another procedural hearing. Cruz is charged with killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School last February. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'd like to see if we can blow through some miscellaneous news, things that I think are kind of interesting. See if we can get them relatively quickly because we're out of time for today. For the most part, we've got two more segments. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, I found out Joe Biden is going to make a decision on his 2020 run, and he's going to do this over the next 2 weeks. Now, here's the good news for Joe. There isn't anybody standing in his way. He's got a clear field. There's no baby black Jesus. There's no entitled woman. It's her turn. It is all Joe Biden. There's no brain cancer dying son. Joe gets to make the decision all on his own, and I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that with the field cleared, Joe Biden doesn't run. That's what I'm going to make you a bet. And here's what I'll guarantee you. If he does run, he won't win. He won't win the Democrat nomination, and he certainly won't beat Donald Trump. Going to make a decision. Woo, let's all hold our breath waiting to see what Joe Biden's going to do. I don't know. Come on, Joe. Man, if Democrats are waiting on Biden to save them, shame on you. Wow, here's what I got to say. I'm glad we have Donald Trump. Oh, I know what people are talking about. Let me play this clip. This is a clip from a guy talking about why Republicans are doing what they're doing. And believe it or not, he's right. Now, it's Joe Scarborough, the resident Republican. I use my finger quotes. Over at MSNBC, and listen to his lead-in, and then listen to what the next guy says about Republicans and how they just are going off the cliff with Donald Trump.
I ask again the same question after the historic rout of Republicans in November as I asked before the historic rout of Republicans in November. And that is, why does this party continue marching over the cliff like lemmings behind a guy whose approval rating is about 50% on an issue where 75% of Americans oppose the president? 75% of Americans don't want the government shut down for his so-called phony wall. What comes next? At what point does Mitch McConnell say, hey, you know what? Maybe we don't want to lose 10 Senate seats in 2020. Maybe I don't want to have to retire in 2022 early because I don't want to be minority leader for the rest of my life.
Right.
When does that happen, John? It's got to happen soon, or this Republican Party is reduced to dust.
Right.
Well,
I want to stop there before I even let the guy answer and just talk about Scarborough. When's it gonna happen? I mean, what in the world? This historic rout. Let me ask you. Do you know the historic rout that he's talking about where we lost the House? not by nearly the number of votes that Barack Obama lost in either of the midterms, and we kept the Senate and gained seats. But Joe Scarborough has the nerve to say that was a historic rout. Now, it beeped during the approval, but he says, and is he, look, this is a man that's got 40% approval, and he's dealing with an issue where 75% of the people oppose the president on this phony wall thing. McConnell needs to speak up. Can you imagine living with this clown? Whoo! Yeah. This guy is making a lot of money to come on TV and drag every sentence out like this. I mean, look, I'm not going to tell you, I will. I'm more talented than Scarborough. There's no question in my mind. But I'm going to tell you this. I wouldn't put an audience, my radio audience, through 30 minutes of that versus 3 hours of a show that has to be entertaining. This guy's dragging things out because he doesn't know what to say. The historic route, 40% approval. What media training does this guy have? God, can you enunciate and stop dragging everything out like you gotta make it special? See, y'all are already irritated with me. My producers are going, will you please stop? Anyway, let's finish. I want you to hear the answer that the guy says to Scarborough's question of, is McConnell gonna speak out? There I go again. But anyway, he answers the question. Here it is.
Let's be clear. I think the question you're asking illustrates the fact that the Republican Party at the intellectual moral level has already been reduced to dust. It's not a question of whether it will be. It already has been. And this question that you have been asking, we've been talking about now for, you know, at least the last year or so, illustrates exactly the point. The party is, the reason that they continue to follow Donald Trump is very simple. It's really straightforward. It's fear. And the fear is the fact that they believe that President Trump continues to dominate their party, and that his approval ratings within the Republican Party are sufficiently high that if they were to deviate from his course, however suicidal it is in any given instance, that they will pay a price within the party.
Welcome back, everybody. And they will. This guy got it right. Here's what he missed. Here's what he lied about. He says the Republican Party at the intellectual moral level has been reduced to dust. Okay, let me tell you, I love that the Democrats are trying to make it appear as though we have no moral high ground to stand on. Go ahead, belittle us, demean us, condescend, do whatever you want. Because when it turns out that Mueller's investigation gets Obama, Clinton, Holder, Loretta Lynch, Susan Rice, all the FBI, James Comey, Jim Clapper, John Brennan, and the whole list of other crooks in all these different agencies, and destroys the Democrat Party, trust me, we are going to look, we're going to come out smelling like a rose. So go ahead, talk smack, belittle us, do whatever you want to do. We are going to win in 2019, people, are you with me? But what he did say that was right, the Republicans are smart. See, Joe Scarborough gives you, Trump's at 40% approval. But he's at 93% approval with Republicans. Now, if you want to believe that Democrats, 93%, don't like Donald Trump, I'm going to call you a liar. If that's a poll, I don't believe it. I believe Donald Trump's approval is much closer to 50, and it's probably higher than 50%. And certainly 75% of the people don't give a crap about the government being shut down. I don't believe that poll. But why would – I want to just focus on the Republicans for just a second. So you have some pretty smart people in the Republican Party. They have been programmed to run away from the fight. And suddenly, they're in it. And I'm talking about the weak-kneed, sissified people like Lindsey Graham and others are in it. They have finally grown a backbone. Do you think – that it's because Donald Trump is leading them off the cliff, as they say? Do you think it's because of the historic route? Or do you think that there's pretty smart individuals that went, you know, I think in the end Donald Trump's going to win. These people know how to hedge their bets. Now, the Democrats have a different problem. They can't just leave their party. They got other kinds of issues, and they also will cheat. So they're betting on the idea that they can keep the pressure on, keep this false investigation around Russia going and all that. Trust and believe, folks. The minute the Democrats find out that the leadership is going down, that the ship is about to sink, the good ship Lollipop, they are going to start moving over to us in droves. Don't feel bad. President Trump does dominate the party. He dominates approval ratings because he is dominating in all aspects of what he's doing. And it's only a matter of time. And you know what the only factor that he's missing? I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 more. He only needs you to back him. That's all he needs. You back President Trump, he will show you that the light at the end of the tunnel is not a train. It is a road to new salvation. I sound like an evangelist. I'm like, Donald Trump will show you. Yeah. I feel like it at times, but I'm not saying it because I'm drinking Kool-Aid of Trump. I'm telling you because I'm looking at the outcome. David Axelrod said this because Trump's going to go out and he's going to talk about this border issue and he's going to do a press conference. And Axelrod said, I can't think of a less effective format for Donald Trump. He tweeted this. Than an Oval Office address. He's terrible at reading off a prompter. Stiff. Wooden. And unlike his stand-up act, there's no crowd to rev up. No reporters to dog. No room for ad-libs. And a requirement to be brief. So, here's what I will tell you about what Axelrod is saying. Barack Obama was an eloquent speaker. He loved the teleprompter because somebody wrote his speech. He delivered it masterfully. And it made him look really smart. And what he's saying is Donald Trump can't deliver. He's going to look. It's the worst thing he could possibly try to do with this. Because what's the alternative, David Axelrod? Is he supposed to hold a press conference or what? A town hall? Donald Trump, in his stiff, wooden, non-confrontive, non-combative style, is going to tell people in America why he is going to stick to this wall, why he is not going to back down. He's going to blame the Democrats. He's going to have the bully pulpit, and he's going to put it in language that the common man can understand. And that's what bothers David Axelrod. That's what bothers the Democrats in general. Oh, yeah. You're going to get a great press conference. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back with the big rift in the Democratic Party.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to do another round of miscellaneous news, and here's why. We got a ton of stuff that I was not able to get to. We got clips that I need to get played. And one I want to begin with on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, is Whoopi Goldberg chastising Ocasio-Cortez. We talked quite a bit about her today in the second hour. I would challenge you to go back and listen to it. Good stuff. But Whoopi Goldberg chastised her on The View. And here's what Whoopi Goldberg had to say.
Sit for a minute and learn a job. And because there are people in that party who have been working their tails off. Yeah.
They know a lot, and you could
learn some stuff from them. Yeah. And I just feel like, you know, you don't have to be born into it. You don't have to know it when you step out. But before you start pooping on people and what they've done, you got to do something too.
Well, she hasn't done that. Well,
see, I've been warning people that Ocasio-Cortez has overstepped her bounds. The Democrats are going to figure out one of two things is going to happen. Either Ocasio-Cortez falls in line and she loses in the next election cycle because she loses the edge that people think she has. I think she'll lose anyway because she's just flatly one of the most stupid people I've ever seen. Okay? But if she stays radical, she might end up getting farther in that party and ruffling feathers. But I'm telling you, she is getting a tongue lashing that, well, they are LGBT over there, but she's getting a tongue lashing from the Democrats that she never expected, as is Tlaib and many others. See, they want to appear a particular way, and Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib and some of these crazy ones, including all the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, are taking that party so far down a path they can't recover. And Democrats are fearful of her. It's only a matter of time, folks. I covered a story earlier about Jasmine Barnes, a little black girl who was killed. And here's what I want to tell you. The mother did not tell the police that the man who shot her daughter was black. She let the police believe that that man was white. This is updated news. We just got this while I was literally talking while we were on the air. And so she's got a GoFundMe that's got $76,900. Maybe it's probably more than that by now. And somebody tweeted she needs to be arrested. She did this because the idea, can you imagine? Yeah, a black gangbanger shot my daughter in a drive-by, my 7-year-old daughter in a drive-by. Please send me money. Or a white dude did a drive-by and killed my black baby. Yeah, I need money. I can't even bury this girl. You know, that's so she's got almost $77,000 in a GoFundMe. Like I told you, boy, black folks today on the left, their kids have become the lotto. Freddie Gray, $6.9 million. Michael Brown, $2.4 million. And on and on. Let a cop beat you up for doing what you shouldn't be doing or kill you, and you're going to get a big fat settlement. How does that even happen? What kind of society are we living in? Oh, yeah. I was going to talk more about the Democrats' big rift, but I want to go into something else. And I know this is more a topic that's of more interest to you because I know you were glued to your televisions during the Golden Globes, right? Funny, kind of a funny side note. I was speaking to a bunch of people not long ago, and I said something about I forget it, but I brought up the Golden Globes in passing, you know, something I was saying. And I said something like, well, surely you guys are all going to go home and watch the Golden Globes. And they were like, psh. And I don't even know who watches this. If you watch it, do me a favor. Call me at 844-551-8255 and tell me why. Kevin, I'm interested in movies. Kevin, I love the trivia. I don't want to miss anything on Jeopardy. Kevin, I'm starstruck. I like watching the train wreck. Whatever it may be. Tell me, give me a reason why you would watch the Golden Globes. I don't even know. You know, again, people's choice, I get. That's people's choice. Oscars is a committee. I get it. I don't get any of them in the sense that it's a bunch of multimillionaires giving themselves awards. I don't get it in that respect. But if you want to award the best people in your industry in a particular way, I'm fine with that. But when it becomes so segmented where, okay, well, how about this? How about black Oscars? Where only black people can vote and they have to have their DNA tested. Or Latino Oscars. Or female Oscars. I don't get it. And I also don't get this. There was always best supporting male role, best supporting female, whatever. Best male, best female. In the day and time that we live in, why do we not have just best actor? Period, right? Why are we segmenting? I don't get it. And if we really take it to the nth degree, why doesn't everybody get an Oscar or a People's Choice or an Emmy, a Grammy, a Tony, or whatever they offer? Why not? It shouldn't mean anything anyway. I don't get it. Anyway, a year ago, they write, the Golden Globes were all about the Me Too and Time's Up. A year later, it was all about politics. The 2019 Globes were much less overtly activist or political, but speeches by Close, meaning Glenn Close, as well as co-star Sandra Oh and actress Regina King, kept issues of equality and diversity alive in a more personal way. So they still covered it because that's what leftists do. They can't leave well enough alone. But the one that got everybody was his first time that they say Satan got a shout out in an acceptance speech. And this had to do with Christian Bale. I'm going to tell you, I was a Christian Bale fan until he did this. I like this guy. I would go see his stupid movies. I actually thought he's a pretty good actor. I won't watch another movie after this. So, he accepted an award for Vice. I don't know if you know this, but he's Welsh. He's not even American. He's Welsh. He accepts an award for Vice, which is it was a movie about how Vice President Dick Cheney was essentially co-president with George Bush. I wouldn't be surprised about that. Cheney had a heck of a lot of experience. And I will tell you, I was so tempted to go see this movie one over the weekend, and I'm so happy I didn't. But anyway, they made this guy look just like he was a chubby, fat-faced Dick Cheney. And I guess it's a good movie. He got some award. But anyway, after thanking castmates and director Adam McKay, he extended a thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration for this role. And he's essentially calling Satan Vice President Cheney. Now, look, I don't have a dog in a fight. I met Dick Cheney about 4 months ago when I was up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I told him right to his face. I said, Vice President Cheney, I said, I hope you don't take this the wrong way. I said, you're the only person that I actually respected in the Bush administration, and I'm a big fan of what you did, of your work. And he looked at me with that wry smile and went, like something like, well, you're a bright fellow. Like, you're pretty smart. And we chatted for a little bit, shook his hand. I got a selfie with him, and I also got selfie wrists while I was doing it. But I got a selfie with him, and I thoroughly enjoyed spending time with him. And I told him when I come back, I want to do a lot of stuff with him, but I'm just not going to go hunting. Anyway, but Christian Bale calls this man Satan. Nice guy. And here's what was funny about this. Dick Cheney's daughter is gay. And I had written my second book, and Cher had had a conniption that Chastity, her daughter, wanted to, who became Chaz. She freaked out. Now, Cher was getting awards from GLAAD, which is a gay, lesbian, whatever. She got like 5 or 6 GLAAD awards because of her supposed love of the gay. And Cheney, who's the staunch Republican, the ogre, and as the Welsh actor Christian Bale had to say, Satan, he's the one who has a gay daughter that doesn't freak out and encourages her in every way, gave her away at her wedding and all kinds of stuff. And it just, when I think about the, you know, leftism versus what we do, it just cracks me up. And Hollywood wonders why they're suffering. If Hollywood didn't have a stranglehold on the theaters and the system, the process, they would be bankrupt. If they weren't getting money from the government, they would be bankrupt. But I want to say one final word about Christian Bale. Charles Payne tweeted this. He says, it's odd a guy arrested for assaulting his 61-year-old mother would need to get help from Satan to prepare for a role. Oh, well, I only caught Carol Burnett last night, and what a wonderful reminder of a time when actors focused on greatness and entertaining the audience. And I say to Charles Payne, hear, hear. I don't watch these award shows because I'm not going to watch people who are just glorifying their own work, they thinking that they're more than what they really are. You know what? I know the ordinary people that I have 10 times more respect than those clowns.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.